Hi there, and welcome to class number 5 of 5 Ways to Stop Hustling and Still Feel Successful. I'm Sarah Papp, and today is our last class together. Oh, I've had such a good time hanging out with you during this, and I really hope that you are beginning to move in the direction that feels a lot more like ease and success than hustle and working hard. But today's class might be one of my favorites because we're really pulling everything together and setting you up with practices that you can do going forward so that you can continue to build on everything that we've done up to this point and then move forward in a way which you really feel like you are in alignment with your definition of success and you really see things changing for you and you can really see your new alignment impacting your world around you, whether that's people that you're interacting with, whether that's the way that you are engaging with others, your workload, anything, all kinds of things. You'll notice it change as your energy changes if you haven't already noticed it changing. So last week where we left off was with your target feelings and how you are creating those feelings in your life right now, or what needs to change. So some of creating these feelings is looking at practices that you can do on a daily basis to create alignment with your target feelings. Now there's loads of practices out there that you can do. I'm going to give you a short list of some of my favorites, but I really invite you to explore what works best for you. And it could really be anything from meditation to painting to riding your bike to anything in between. But it's looking at the activity and how it feels in alignment with what you are wanting to create feeling-wise. So let's start with just a couple of practices that I really recommend. And actually, I do want to say before that, if you are somebody who tends to go all in on things, I love that. However, don't treat this like a new job that you have to do. This is not designed to be work. Let's do this for the pure joy of it. Let's do this because it feels like ease. Let's do this because we know that this is the real way to success. This is the real way to creating what you want in your life. And it's not through muscling and working hard at these practices, but it's doing these practices because they're delicious and they feel good and they actually feel better than what we were doing before. Know too that these practices and your alignment will be your new fuel. So rather than being fueled by that initial belief that you have that oftentimes is fueled by fear, this instead is being fueled by joy and is being fueled by your alignment and being fueled by your vibration rather than being fueled by fear, that belief, and just believing that action is the way. So that's my little piece before going into some of these practices. So all along the way, if you start to treat it like work or you beat up on yourself for not doing these practices, just notice that that might be your pattern back in action. Just maybe it transformed a little way and it's wanting to kind of be active within this. And just relax about it and remind yourself that this is all for the joy of it. So some of my favorite practices for finding alignment are meditation. You know, meditation, you can do it in so many different ways, from just quieting your mind and sitting and listening to music, to even holding an intention during your meditation, where you can even hold the intention of feeling a certain emotion or having a visualization during this where you might be imagining what you really want as though it's already done and then activating that feeling within you. So if you're not already meditating, I highly recommend it. And there's a bazillion tools that you can use out there. So you can always check out Deepak Chopra and Oprah's 21-Day Meditation Challenge, Headspace, or a number of other apps that are out there. So try it if you haven't already. Or if you have and you've abandoned it, maybe try coming back to it and just fiddling with it. Maybe it's the length of time that you're meditating, or maybe try it in a different way. Journaling is a great practice in which you can write down your I am statements, like we were talking about the new belief. Well, what if you wrote down a statement of that new belief that started with I am? So the example that I used in the prior class was, I am a magnet for new clients. Well, in your scenario or within your new belief, what is your I am statement? Maybe you have more than one I am statement, but write it down. Say it aloud. These practices are really powerful for aligning you with that energy of already being that person. Similar to that is using a journal, using writing for scripting it out the way that you want it to be. So when we talked in the last class about imagine that it's already done and that you have your life exactly the way that you want it to be, use your journal and write that out as if it were already done. So you could start a page by just saying, like, I'm so excited that da da da, and write out what you would want to have done, or I absolutely love this about my life. Write it out like it's already done. Okay, another one of my favorite practices is changing the way that you talk about things. So for instance, my husband recently was telling me that he has a backlog of emails and he was feeling stressed about the backlog of emails at work. And I said, stop calling it a backlog of emails. How does that feel when you call it a backlog of emails? You know, and it didn't feel good. So I said, well, let's call it something else. You know, you have, you could say anything from, I don't have any more emails than I can handle. Or you might be able to say, I never have a backlog of emails. I always have just the right communication. I love communicating with people. We played around with it until we kind of nailed something that resonated with him, which of course I can't remember in this moment, but it took kind of playing with it and changing the language so that he could really feel better about the way that he talked about his emails. Then he didn't have that kind of hung up energy around his emails and actually getting to the emails with an energy of not having a backlog was much easier to go through them than starting out opening up an email with this energy of there being a backlog. So just notice the way that you're talking about something, and if it doesn't feel good, change the way that you're talking about it. Tell a different story. A last practice, and again, I have so many more, but these are just some of my favorites, is to use meditation or just having a quiet space where you connect with your inner being and with your, you might call it your guides or your inner wisdom or even your advisors. So if you sit quietly and you essentially invite for your advisors to give you some guidance on this and listen for what the answer is. I know that some people really like to do this and they feel like they can hear an answer, even if it's just like this tiny little whisper, like this tiny shout in the background of doing like a question and answer with their inner being or doing a question and answer in the journal. So writing down a question and then just feeling for an answer and noting that The mind might try and kick up a response here, but you'll know the difference because your inner being will feel in alignment with either the desired feelings that you have written down, or it's just going to feel gentle, compassionate, loving, kind. The mind, you know, if it feels like pressure, if it feels like there's any urgency, that's coming from the mind. So just kind of note that when you check in with your advisors. So bringing this all together. So here's how you can use this going forward is you have your new belief, this new belief that hopefully you've been trying on and playing with more. And more that you essentially practice this belief and notice how your life is different with this belief, that you're feeling some of those feelings that you're going after. Then having this new target of what your definition of success is and these feelings, and knowing how you can create these feelings in your life, and then establishing some practices to create alignment with this energy and these feelings. So the way that you bundle this all together and practice this going forward is first by practicing awareness. So this is noticing when that belief might be active, when you don't feel good. Practice awareness of just noticing that and ask yourself questions like, oh, is this a different belief that I have, or is this a belief that I noted before? Awareness is first. Second is shifting that belief. So reach for the one that feels like relief or something better, or something that feels powerful or something that feels like confidence. Even if you can't quite believe it in the beginning, know that the practices will help you with that. So reach for what feels better. Third, align with the feeling of it. Now, hopefully that new belief is already kind of getting you in alignment with it, but if it feels like it's still kind of off, then align with the feeling in any way, form, or fashion. So if you're really wanting to feel confidence at work and that feels like a million miles away, where else do you feel confident? Then bring that in. Bring that into work. Bring that into your life. Milk that feeling of confidence so that then you can take it into the other areas of your life. Then that last piece is continuing to practice this. Because as you use these practices like meditation, your I am statements, and everything else that I mentioned too, of just the steps of the awareness and the changing the belief and aligning, all of these practices are going to benefit you in so many ways because you're going to be in alignment with what you really want and you will be attracting that to you. So I think my final little piece here is, and don't get too attached to this one, but is look for where it starts to make some shifts in your life. Because I've had clients who say that they've just done these five things and then they've noticed that they don't feel so stressed in the meetings that they used to be really stressed in. Okay, acknowledge yourself for that. Take note of that. Write it down. Consider that a manifestation of your new energy and pat yourself on the back for it. Or if you approach your emails without that thought of the backlog and it feels better, take note of that. Acknowledge yourself for that. Really give yourself credit. You might see manifestations coming in the way that you feel. You might see them coming in new thoughts that you have or seeing something differently. You might even see it in people treating you differently. I've definitely heard that a lot of people saying that suddenly their bosses were treating them differently. Like their bosses were treating them like they were equals when before they always felt like their boss had this huge ego and always talked down to them. Notice that. because that is a reflection of your change in energy. And how all of this pieces together is it when you are in alignment with this energy and with the energy of ease, things start falling into place. Things really do become easier. Just like the story that I told in class, I think it was class number one, about the client who noticed that her mornings just went so much smoother. Well, when you start piecing it together of having your morning go smoother, then you're in that meeting that doesn't seem so stressful anymore, and then the emails don't bother you as much, and it doesn't stress you out to leave work and come home early because that's what really feels like relief. These are little bitty changes that add up to something huge. So stay with it. Just keep practicing it. And then tell me what happens for you, because I can't wait to hear. So reach out to me directly. You can find my contact information on my website, sarahpapcoaching.com. That's S-A-R-A-H-P-A-P-P coaching.com. Or my direct email, sarah@sarahpapcoaching.com. So I would love to hear your results and what happened for you. So please share it. I absolutely love it. Plus, I feel like it's just amplifying that energy even more. Nothing better than sharing your success and acknowledging yourself with somebody else. And I would love to share that with you. So please don't hesitate to share that with me. And I wish you so much success with all of this. I know that you will do amazing, and I can't wait to hear about your definition of success and how you have found it with ease. Okay, all the best. Bye-bye.